Fortunate to catch up with Francis Kennedy, who's looking after Slade Power, the star sprinter from Ireland. We've spoken with Edward Lynham quite a bit on the show, but Francis is at Werribee. Morning, mate.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. You enjoying Werribee?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Yeah, the weather's picking up a little bit, so we're all happy.
It's a bit warmer than back home, probably, or starting to be anyway.
Just a couple of degrees, yeah.
I know Edward and Wayne Lawden, the jockey of Slade Power, I think lob into Melbourne on Monday.
That's correct, yeah.
What are you reporting back to them at this stage on the horse?
Well, the horse is in very good condition. We had him quarantined in Newmark over 2 weeks, and we think we had him pretty fit coming out here. So we've just been doing routine exercise here in Werribee. So he moves up to Darley on Saturday, and we'll step up his exercise from there, and we think we have him in good shape at the minute.
So you're going up to their property near Seymour, are you?
Yeah, right on the track there of Flemington. David Charles is running the place up there, so we're going to settle in with them guys up there.
Okay, so going to Flemington.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. And with him, I know Edward's pretty keen at some stage to maybe give the horse a bit of a look down the Flemington Straight, a bit of a canter?
Yeah, that's going to happen on Tuesday morning of next week. We're going to pop him out of the barriers and just let him have his first look at the track.
How do you think he'll see it? I mean, have you been down to have a look yourself, Francis, or have you seen it on the telly? How do you think he'll see that straight?
Lee Jordan gave us a look, brought us up there the other day, and we had a look down it. It's a lovely... It seems a lovely wide open track, great bit of grass covering on it. We'd be happy enough. It's pretty similar to a couple of the tracks he's raced on before, York and Haydock. They're quite flat, so I don't think he'll have a huge amount of trouble with it.
And I know Wayne Lawden is, he's been very much on Twitter through his account saying, "I just simply can't wait for this challenge." Look, I guess, you're going to see a couple more tomorrow night, like Lincoln Rupee again, but Chautauqua seems to be just the horse to beat down the Flemington Straight at this stage. It's no walk in the park, the Darley Classic.
Oh, not at all. I think it's it's looking like one of the races at a meeting. There's a lot of horses going there in good form. I think Wayne, it's not confidence of Wayne. It's more excitement. This horse excites him a lot. And he's had a great trip with him. He's ridden two Group 1 winners on him, so I'd say the horse is close to his heart, and he's excited to be involved in his last race of his career.
And what about you? Do you travel with the horse, Francis?
Yeah, I've travelled with him. I've travelled with him nearly everywhere he's gone. England, Hong Kong last year, and then obviously out to here.
What about the life looking after this horse? You must be thrilled when he performs at the highest level, but just to have the privilege of doing what you're doing.
Oh well, that's it. These horses are once in a lifetime. We're not a huge stable at home. So to have a horse like him is massive. To get you around the world and get you recognised. But you have to be very proud of the horse to be able to bring him away here, and it's a great achievement for a yard of our size.
Good luck to you, mate. I look forward to meeting you at Flemington, that famous week of racing. We'll watch for that little jump out next week on Tuesday. And I know Ed Wood and the team are terribly excited about having the horse's last run in Melbourne. He'll be standing, of course, at stud at Darley into the future beyond the Darley Classic. We wish you the best and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Good on you. Francis Kennedy there, looking after the Irish star sprinter in Slade Power with